AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A landmark trial over social media is taking place in Los Angeles. Jennifer King reports Meta's CEO was on the stand today.
Mark Zuckerberg testified in a Los Angeles courtroom Wednesday as lawyers for a young woman known as KGM tried to prove that social media companies deliberately addict children and harm their mental health. Attorney Mark Lanier presented internal documents that seemed to contradict the Meta CEO's congressional testimony when he denied that Instagram employees were told to boost the time teenagers spent on the platform. The tech mogul mostly stuck to his talking points and deflected questions about whether Instagram is addictive. Outside court, Juliana Arnold with the group Parents Rise says she thinks the trial is exposing how social media companies need to be regulated and held accountable.
The whole world now knows what's really going on in Meta, and that anything that they say or do, we cannot trust.
Meta and YouTube, which is owned by Google, are the two remaining defendants in the case. TikTok and Snapchat settled out of court before jury selection began. I'm Jennifer King.
Les Wexner, the billionaire behind a retail empire that includes Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie & Fitch, has told members of Congress he was duped by a world-class con man, his financial advisor, Jeffrey Epstein. Wexner says he himself had done nothing wrong. In California, the bodies of 8 backcountry skiers have been found, but one remains missing after an avalanche Tuesday near Lake Tahoe. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon.
But the snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that. We did have a conversation with the families of the folks that are still outstanding and let them know that our mission has went from a rescue to a recovery.
President Trump's Board of Peace is set to meet for the first time tomorrow in Washington. Governing and rebuilding Gaza is top of the agenda. Trump's ambitions for the board have grown, however. This is AP News. In Olympic men's hockey, Slovakia eliminated Germany with a 6-2 win, but the other 3 quarterfinals needed overtime. The U.S. 2-1 over Sweden, Finland beat Switzerland 3-2, and Canada 4-3 over Czechia. But Gethin Kulbaugh reports they had to do it without their captain.
Sidney Crosby left Canada's Olympic quarterfinal game in the second period with an injury. Crosby did not return, and his status for the rest of the tournament is uncertain. Crosby's right leg appeared to buckle when bracing for contact on a big hit from Czechia defenseman Radko Gudas a few minutes into the second period. Crosby spoke to players at the second intermission. Canada rallied to tie it and win it 4-3 in overtime. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And 2 U.S. Olympians are newly engaged. Hockey player Hillary Knight proposed to speed skater Brittany Bowe today. The U.S. plays Canada in the women's hockey final tomorrow. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.